You're listening to SBS News.
It was a shock announcement that took ABC staff by surprise.
We, after very careful consideration, felt that this organisation would do better under different leadership.
The ABC board says it had been considering Ms Guthrie's position over a period of months, but Chairman Justin Milne wouldn't be drawn on exactly why.
The details, the ins and outs of that decision, I'm not going to share with you, and I'm going to do that out of respect for Michelle and for all of the people that are involved.
Ms Guthrie says she's devastated and will consider her legal options. Her statement says, as the national broadcaster's first female managing director, she felt a tremendous responsibility and unique privilege to lead what she describes as Australia's most important cultural institution. She says there was no justification for the board to trigger her termination clause. The former Foxtel and Google executive replaced Mark Scott in 2016. Her 2.5-year tenure was marked with significant challenges, managing the broadcaster's continuing digital transformation amid budget cuts and significant restructuring. But her relationship with the federal government's been called into question, with the ABC board saying ties could have been better. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Ms Guthrie's termination was entirely a matter for the board.
It's their job. And they will need to have gone through all the proper processes to make the decision that they have. I want to see an ABC that's strong and doing its job and well run, and the board does as well. That's what they're responsible for.
Labor's deputy leader Tanya Plibersek says the board hasn't made it clear just why Ms Guthrie was sacked.
I've got to say I'm perplexed. I heard the report just before this media conference. I had a look at the statement from the board. I don't think that really clarifies matters. At a time when we've seen tens of millions of dollars cut from the ABC, I think what Australians would like to see is certainty, predictability, and to see that funding restored.
Ms Guthrie's departure has exposed deep divisions over her leadership. ABC Melbourne radio host John Fain certainly didn't hold back.
She was obsessed with platforms, structures, flowcharts. If you went to meetings with her, she would never say anything. You'd look for leadership and inspiration. You'd look for a contribution and you wouldn't get one.
And Four Corners executive producer Sally Neighbour tweeted, "It was an excellent decision to sack Ms Guthrie." But one of Ms Guthrie's predecessors at the ABC, former managing director David Hill, says the board needs to explain this decision better to Australian taxpayers.
When Michelle Guthrie was appointed, we all cheered. We desperately wanted it to work because it was long overdue for the ABC to have a woman who was the managing director. Now, if it hasn't worked, let's know why, because all of that speculation about where she was deficient in leadership, I would contend, applied to most of the managing directors for the last 20 years.
ABC Entertainment and Specialist Director David Anderson is to serve as acting managing director. Nikki Canning, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.